Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how is it going?
I'm going very well, Connor. I've just had a second can of Monster after having a first can of Monster for breakfast.
So, life's going well.
Life's moving in slow motion at the minute, is all I can say.
I told you to stop mixing that coffee in with the Monster.
But, Connor, have you ever seen me more productive? It's like that time you gave me my waddy mixed with Barocca.
I gave you a cup of coffee. That was the best show we'd ever done. You were seeing colours. It was amazing.
That was slightly before lockdown as well.
It was. Are we the cause of the lockdown?
Connor, we'll take a lot of shit for a lot of things, but let's not put that on us.
Like, we're bastards, but we're not that bad.
We're not absolute bastards.
But Sean, what do we do here on Weird News?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world, and you're about to read them all out to me, a man who avoids them like some kind of plague.
Yeah. There is a plague going around, but you caused that trip to Rocca in my wadi.
That's true. I was patient. It wasn't some lad eating a bat. It was me being far too effervescent.
So this is Weird News, Sean, and normally what happens is that... Well, actually, I was going to say normally what happens, but I think the format has slightly changed over the years. But we might start off small and go big, but then sometimes we just start off with a story that just makes me laugh. And I think...
That's right. I love when you have a story and you preface it with, this made me laugh, because I know it's absolutely fucking ridiculous, because your sense of humour is fucked.
I see so much weird news that when I see a headline that just makes me burst out laughing and I think, that's going in, I always see that as a positive. So we're starting with, New Jersey man set fire to his own lawn to get rid of snow and ice.
Oh, okay, so big snowstorms recently.
Yeah, big snowstorms.
And clearly, shovels are far overrated in terms of snow clearing
ability.
How
do I get rid of all of this coal stuff, but in a really fast way?
How do you set snow on fire?
True, I mean, I don't know, just through sheer force of will, and also gasoline.
Here's the thing about... This is something I learned when I tried... I watched a man throw a flaming bottle of petrol into a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Is that what happens in that scenario is all the, like, oil, gasoline, petrol, whatever you want to call it, sits on top of the water.
Yeah.
And then just... Now you have water that's on fire.
Yeah, well, what's cooler than water that's on fire? Come on. Yeah,
ice.
If the flames are at the top, what's underneath? The ice and the snow. What's going to melt first? What's the closest to the heat?
At this point, probably the man's property, right?
Yeah, that's true. So if you encounter a particularly rough patch of snow or ice while shoveling this winter job, or don't reach for a can of gasoline, like a Midland Park man did this past Friday, police say. Police and firefighters responded to the man's home on Patterson Avenue, where he had set fire to try to melt the snow and ice on his lawn. Once the fire department arrived, they called in the Bergen County Hazmat Unit, who used a speedy dry to sop up the gas. That sounds
like a company. A speedy dry?
The speedy dry! I think that's what you use a dish towel after washing the dishes.
Is this like the next step up from the Dyson Airblade fucking hairdryer?
The speedy dry!
What is it? I'm trying to Google speedy dry and it's not bringing up anything.
You know the speedy dry. Well, you want to get dry, but speedy.
Speedy dry. There's a paint that's speedy dry.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right. They didn't paint this man's grass.
No, the man whom police would not name had poured about a half gallon of gasoline on a gravelly 2-foot by 2-foot square section of his backyard. He thought a
you
good idea.
You could have shoveled that in half the time.
He took the time that it's a 2 by 2 foot square that he thought, the shovel's too far away. I have to go straight for the flammable option.
I have to go down to the petrol station, fill up a tank of gasoline.
Walking
come
past
back
his
to
shovel
the house.
As he went down.
He had to move the shovel out of the way to open the garage.
So he thought a good idea would be to dump some gasoline on and light it on fire, said the police chief. A neighbour called the police after smelling something burning around 7:35 p.m. When asked why he did it, the man is reported to have responded with, "The only way you fight snow is with flames."
I don't think that's how you fight snow. That's not even the phrase, because it's fight fire with fire, surely.
No, but he fights snow with fire.
But I'm just saying, like, on the logic, it will be fight snow with snow.
Unless you're playing Pokemon, Sean. Unless you are playing Pokemon. This is a man who's, he's a master.
But he's a Pokemon master. He set fire to his garden.
He's the champion of the Johto League, yes.
This is someone who in school probably, like, went through a lot of effort, like, spent hours every night coming up with the perfect way to cheat on a test. When you could have just spent that time preparing and doing it properly, but you decided, you worked extra hard to be lazy.
But my favourite line of the whole article is, when deputies arrived, the man was said to be on his garden with his arms out wide and laughing maniacally.
He was sacrificing snow to the snow god.
It's a 2 by 2 foot. Like, it's not even a good fire. It's a little shitty one. And he's, like, laughing maniacally like he's a Marvel villain.
That's, like, unless there was any... Okay, I don't mean to be sinister here. Was he disposing of anything in the fire?
No, he was disposing of ice.
Ice tea. The rapper.
Someone should look up Ice-T. Is he still alive? Someone really quickly check that.
He's on Law and Order, isn't he? Ice-T, yeah. American rapper.
Yeah.
Better known by his stage name, Ice-T.
Is this where weird
still
news...
going strong. He's 63.
Oh my god. That was a fucking close one, Sean. We nearly accused this man of murdering well-known star of Law and Order, Ice-T.
I don't mean to put that on anyone, I'm sorry.
When Ice-T actually dies, hopefully 40 years from now, me and you will look at the newspaper and just be like, I know who the fuck did it though.
It was...
Before...
He's probably laughing the sick fuck. So, this is now where, while editing this, I now have to keep a very close eye on Twitter, just in case.
Just in case, Sean. But what I will say is that this man, as you said... I feel like this is just going above and beyond what you need to do to solve a very, very minor issue in your life. And he just pulled the nuclear codes out almost immediately.
Yeah, like this goes far beyond 0 to 100. This is 0 to 2,000 degrees. The burning point of gasoline.
Good. Well done.
I don't know if that's true. How hot is fire?
Someone has iced tea. Tweet him. Tweet Ice.
I don't know. He's sensitive right now.
He's dead. He's sensitive. Come on.
He's not dead.
No, he's not. I just want to make that clear. He's still going very strong, as cool as ice.
We, We here at the Heroes for Hire podcast wish Ice-T, star of Law & Order SVU, all the best.
That's his LinkedIn profile.
That's all it is. He's very proud of it. And well so.
Yeah. So, Sean, I wanted to cover just a man doing dumb shit and blowing shit up for no reason to start off the week, because we're moving on to another man who is from Norway, and I have Norway man charged with breaking into Casco home to take a bath and prepare a meal.
This kind of story comes up every so often, and it's someone who breaks into a house, gets real comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, more comfortable than I would say I would be in your house unsupervised.
Yeah, you would still be, like, anyone who's ever got over to a friend's house, and I mean, I'm stretching it saying friend here when you bring up my house, but...
Oh, no. Nothing to deserve that.
You started a pandemic, Sean. I had to let right?
It was a good episode, though.
It was a pretty good one. You were just speaking gibberish. And you thought you were speaking fluent English. But I just feel that, yeah, if you break in somewhere, and or if it's a friend's house even, like, if you're in a friend's house, you're still always, not on edge, but you're going to be polite. You're going to be on your best behaviour, as they say. Whereas these thieves just kind of break in, Sean, and you know what? I don't think there's any honour among these lads. I just want to say it. Oh. The person breaking in... Not a nice man.
Wow, that is strong words, Connor. Are you sure you want to come down that side of the fence this early?
But the thief is bad.
I'm just... Look, we don't judge here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. And we wish Ice-T all the best.
I do judge him. And I judge him as class. An absolute legend.
I judge him to be a fucking hero.
So, a Norway man was arrested Monday on burglary charges after a couple returned home to find a strange car in their garage and later learned the accused intruder had taken a candlelit bath, ate food, and rearranged items in their home.
To what end? Did they have any relation to this man at all?
Sometimes you just need a bit of me time, Sean. Unfortunately, his me time arrived when he was in the middle of a robbery.
Was it a particularly stressful robbery? Do you think he'd been building it up in his head?
It was really just a vicious circle. Like, it's a stressful robbery, so he has to commit the robbery to get to the bat.
That's it. And then once he's in the bat, he's like, fuck, if they come in now, yeah. I am... In so
I'm even
much
more
trouble.
Stressed. Better get the Yankee candles out.
I'm going to comfort eat. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to comfort eat.
Straight to the hips. I know what I do say that, but I mean, it's a very stressful situation. Why does nobody have no sympathy for me?
And also, there's a pandemic on. That's stressing me as well.
So, Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of burglary in progress on Pinkham Road, everyone's favourite road. The homeowners had arrived home after being away overnight to find a random car in the garage and the doors of their home locked, according to the police. Anne Hall, one of the homeowners, said that they returned home around 10:15 a.m. on Monday from an overnight trip. When they opened the garage and saw a strange car, Hall said her spidey senses told her something was up, Sean.
Right, okay. Here's a strange car parked in my garage. Yeah. Yeah. Think something might be afoot, folks.
And very similar to, like, you see a dead body, or like, there's something going on here. It's not quite right. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like there's a 70% chance that it's already raining kind of a thing.
Yeah, so they drove away from the house and called 911. Hall told deputies, or five deputies and a canine responded to her call and located the man, who is called Sean Shoemaker, whom Hall does not know. When they went
right,
in...
And were there any shoons found on the scene?
No shoons. And that is why they arrested him. He's basically lying. He's committing fraud.
you dare travel without a shoon?
What is a shoon?
I have no idea.
Oh yeah, okay. When they went in, there was a young man in there who had been lounging around and making it his place at Hall, who is a psychic medium, which brings me back to her spidey senses were tingling when she seen another car in her garage. To be honest with you, I don't know if she had to use her powers then.
No, but isn't that the mark of a someone with the gift, Connor?
Yeah,
it's very readily available information, conveniently repackaged into predictions. That's a whole other rant. Let's not get into
it. Also, she says she's a psychic medium, and her next line is, "I realised only after the deputies were gone that he had gone into every drawer and rifled through things. He must have been there a while, because he had changed everything around. Why didn't she sense that? Why didn't her spidey senses kick in and go, there's something not right here? These presses don't look in order."
Why didn't she notice that before it happened?
Why didn't she get to his mother before he was born? Your child is going to commit great crimes.
Why did she let Hitler happen?
We're coming for you, Hall. Hall said the intruder had taken a candlelit bath in her walk-in tub, prepared and eaten food, and put his own items in the refrigerator. He even replaced photos and rearranged items on her mantle.
What the fuck? That's a lot of prep involved.
This raises the question, did he bring this stuff from home?
Or did he find it on the way?
No, because he's replacing photos with, I'm assuming, photos of himself. Did he take her candles? Or is it just bring your own candles kind of situation?
Is it weirder if he's replacing it with photos of himself or photos of her?
I think it's weirder if he replaces it with photos of her and her husband's face cut out and him.
Oh, that's very sinister, actually. I don't even want to consider that.
He replaced it with photos of her husband's face cut out and a picture of the bat.
He just wants a bat.
He just loves bats. I like that he breaks in and he's like, you know what? Hygiene is important. I'm going to go have a bat. And he gets in and he goes, it's not right. The je ne sais quoi of the room. It's not relaxing me. What I need, a few Yankee candles, Winter Wonderland in the corner there. Now that'll really calm me down.
I hope there's no way that anyone could see this happening in advance. Because that would really undo everything.
And that would be the undoing of my crime. Anyway, better stay here for 3 days.
I'm just going to camp out here to make sure
it's
safe.
How long must he have been there to complete all of these actions?
Like, I'd follow that up with a question, Connor. How long does it take the hot water to heat up for a bath? Oh. This is a big bath. It's a walk-in bath.
It's a walk-in bath. That's going to take a while to fill that up. Unless he's having a shitty little, like, half-tub bath. I don't think this man is here for half measures.
I think he's here for a full on.
If you're breaking in, if you're going through the trouble of breaking into the home, you're having the biggest, bubbliest candlelit bath any human has ever had.
Because this might be the last bath you ever take as a free man.
She also said that he smoked in every single room. Which...
Really?
I feel like that's weirder because I feel now most people are accustomed to just going outside. Unless he's actively trying to make her home stink.
Are you sure? There's no connection at all between
these
two. She
says she's never met this man before in her life. But he breaks in, smokes in every single room, replaces all of her photos, rearranges all of her items on her mantle and in her refrigerator, and then lights some candles and takes a bath and is in her home when she gets back with her boyfriend. What is the story?
What if he's also a psychic medium?
Oh, okay.
He foresaw that they eventually get together in a kind of meet-cute scenario. That they bump into each other on the street.
It's about time. He can go back in time.
That's it. But he got confused. He spent too long in the past.
Oh my god.
And so he got confused and thought he was currently in the future. But it's the present, which is his past.
He's a psychic, right? So he knows they're eventually going to be married forever. But He gets thrown back in the modern times. He still thinks that they're still together. He goes back to his own home. That's his home in the future. And he goes home. I'll just have a lovely bath. Why are all these photos weird? That fridge isn't how I left it. Rearranges it.
Smells of lavender.
Yeah, I don't like lavender. I've lit too many candles. Better get the old cigarettes out. Thinking ahead, Sean. Then He rearranges everything, makes it just like how it is in 2022. And then he thinks, she'll be home any minute now, she's normally home from work at this time. And then when she gets home, she has some other little bastard walking in with her. A new boo, Sean. He's not happy with it.
Or an old boo, Colin.
Or an old... Conspiracies gone wild.
So, maybe that's exactly what happened. What do you think? Am I along the right lines there?
Either that or he's just a crazy person who broke... Shoemaker's just a crazy person.
He doesn't have any shoons, that's true. What if Shoon is German for history?
Would you want to change your second name to Shoemaker?
I'd do Seanmaker, personally.
But then you'd be Sean Seanmaker.
Yeah, would it be class?
Surely your dad should be called Seanmaker.
No, my dad's a welder.
Alright, but he definitely made one Sean at some stage.
That's, fair point. Fair point, well made.
Oh my god, this guy's called Sean Shoemaker.
Is he actually?
Yes!
Oh, I've given myself away. Maybe it's me from the future.
34-year-old Sean Shoemaker.
Fuck, I've got 10 years before I'm covered on weird news.
Oh my god, this is weird.
You live long enough to see yourself become the villain, huh?
You started off as the heroic medium, and now you're the villain.
It's not great, I'll say it to you, but I get a lovely bath out of it.
Oh my god, yeah. Look, Sean Shoemaker, I want to know what happens with him. I want to know what happens with you, Sean, in the future when you change your name. But we're going to move on now to an Alaska woman who she's had a bit of a hard time. Now, I'm going to pre-warn you, this headline is going to make you wince and then not want to hear the story. But,
okay.
It is funny.
Okay, do we need to do a content warning or anything?
No, nothing like that. Because you'll know it now, watch. Alaska woman using outhouse attacked by bear from below.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a pain in the arse.
That is a pain in the arse. That's no crack. An Alaska woman had the scare of a lifetime when using an outhouse in the backcountry, and she was attacked by a bear from below. I got out there and I sat down on the toilet, and immediately something bit my butt right as I sat down, said Shannon Stevens. I jumped up and I screamed when it happened. Stevens, her brother Eric, and his girlfriend had taken snowmobiles into the wilderness to stay at his yurt. Located about 20
Eric
miles...
with a yurt?
He's got a yurt!
Oh my goodness.
Look at your man with the yurt! Located about 20 miles northwest of Haines. Her brother heard the screaming because her arse had been bitten by a bear and so went out to the outhouse about 150 feet away. There he found Shannon tending to her wound. They had first thought she had been bitten by a squirrel or a mink or something small. So, they originally think she's been bitten by something small. Eric has his headlamp with him, and he goes in to see what it is. And this is Eric's quote. I open the toilet, and there's just a bear face, right there, looking back at me at the level of the toilet seat. Looking right back through the hole.
In no world did he ever think that is what he would find.
Imagine being in that situation, like, oh fuck, my sister. She's okay. She's like, oh, someone in there is after biting me. You go in thinking, I'll sort this out. You open the toilet seat and there's just a fucking bear looking back at you. I, personally, slowly lower the toilet seat. Leave, back away. Back away slowly.
Is there, what, does it describe how, like, big the bear was?
I mean, it's a bear.
But is it like a Winnie the Pooh or is it the Revenant bear?
I think it's a Revenant bear, we have to assume.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
He said, I just shut the lid as fast as I could. I came back out and I looked at her and I said, there's a bear down there.
I guess the outhouse is gone.
To be fair, how do you explain that to her? She's like, something's bit me. You're not going to believe me, but it's a fucking bear. Now, I know that seems a bit outrageous because it's in an outhouse and he's up the hole. He was up the hole to get to your hole. But
oh, very
that's
good.
True.
That's a true fact. And I mean, it. No matter whether it's an outhouse or an indoor toilet, forever now, she's always going to look, isn't she?
Yeah, for the rest of your life. No matter, you could be staying in the swankiest, the most amazing hotel ever. Penthouse, 5 stars, you go to the top. If you need to pee, the first thing you do is check that toilet for several minutes.
Yeah, you could pay someone hundreds of thousands a year to check the toilet for you, but you will still always check.
Once safely inside, they treated Shannon with a first aid kit. They determined that it wasn't that serious, but they would head to Haynes if it worsened. She said it was bleeding, but it wasn't super bad, which is why we're covering it here on Weird News. The next morning, they found bear tracks all over the property. But the bear had left the area, Sean. What did this bear want? And why did it go about it in such a specifically horrible way?
I don't know. It's very, it's a very underhanded way of announcing your presence.
Literally.
Because you're attacking someone at their most vulnerable in that case.
No matter rich or poor, you are at your most vulnerable sitting on the toilet.
Exactly, and like, fair enough, I suppose. It's a bear. It doesn't really understand the bathroom etiquette. But like the fact that they found tracks and it just left as well is even worse, because it'll probably be back.
It was suspected to be a black bear, Sean.
That's one of the bigger bears.
One of the neighbours apparently got on to Miss Stevens, and she said that the homeowner seen the bear 2 days later walking past her property, and she yelled at the bear, but it didn't react. Which I feel like, if I seen a bear passing my property, the last thing I would do is yell at it.
Is there not one specific bear you're meant to fight back against if it annoys you?
What, like boxing gloves?
No, but like you make yourself bigger and shout, fight back.
Yeah, crane kick.
How to survive a bear attack.
Bear Grylls, help us.
Should you fight back against a black bear? Remain still until the bear leaves the area.
Never shout.
If the attack persists, fight back vigorously.
How they think you have the option if the attack persists. Well, sorry, I'll wait until I try and negotiate, and when he starts throwing uppercuts, then I'll start reacting.
That's when I draw the line.
After the first few slices, it's like, now I'm really getting mad. If you do that again, and I know I'm bleeding from my rib cage is exposed right now, but I am not happy with you, Bear.
I will be having words with your mother.
Sean, what do you think of poor Shannon and her horrible scenario where she goes out? The brother's journey made me laugh that he came out and he's just like, I'll help you. Immediately opens the toilet seat. No, that's not for me. You're on your own, sis.
Deal with this. I am going home.
What did the bear want? It was surrounding the property all night.
Yeah, bears don't eat poop, as far as I know. But then again, I've never spoken to a bear, so that
remains up for debate. We can't ask its opinion. They talked to a bear expert, and they said that as far as getting swatted on the butt when you're sitting down in winter, she could be the only person on Earth this has ever happened to.
It's not a claim to fame I would want, I don't think.
But, Sean, is Shannon the bravest of us all? Or will this bear strike again?
I would be moving, is what I would say there. That, like, you're clearly in a territory where the bear feels very comfortable.
He hates yurts.
Absolutely livid about yurts, because they remind him too much of the 100-acre wood.
And he loves the woods.
He loves the woods just as much as he loves settling debates through words rather than fighting.
And eating arse.
Oh, it's tearing into some arse.
We're going to move on, Sean, to our next bit of weird news. And we have A story sent in by one of our patrons, one of our lovely patrons, that is Roisin Halley. And she sent this to us over on Twitter. She tagged us in it. As I always want people to tag us. If you see a weird news story on Twitter, tag us. Because I am dumb and I might miss it. So I quite like when somebody tags us in something. Because I have federal agents seize $2.8 million in cocaine frosted cornflakes.
What?
They frosted some cornflakes with cocaine, Sean.
They're great.
Federal agents in Cincinnati confiscated nearly $3 million worth of cocaine-coated cornflakes that had been shipped from South America.
I have one question before we continue. Does the $3 million incorporate the cost of the cornflakes?
It's $2,999.97. Oh, $3 for the box.
It's a what if it's no, but what if it's a load of cornflakes and a very small amount of cocaine?
It's the world's biggest box of cornflakes.
And 1 gram of cocaine mixed through.
Oh, we nearly got away with it as well. I put it in the very bottom like a little toy.
Oh, we put 3 G's in Kellogg's.
A narcotic detector dog, Biko. Biko the dog of US Customs was nosing around incoming freight from Peru last week when he alerted officers to a large shipment of cereal headed to a private home in Hong Kong. When officers opened the box to take a closer look, they saw the cereal contained white powder and the flakes were coated with a greyish substance. A test revealed that it was lots and lots and lots of cocaine covering every single cornflake.
How do they intend to remove the cocaine from the cornflakes?
That is a good question. How did you get the cocaine on the cornflakes?
Do you toss them in, like, in some cocaine? Like, you're... I don't know. How did I get sugar on Frosties?
I'm sure it probably involves deep frying it of some sort.
Fair. Yeah, you can't deep fry cocaine as far as I know.
You might be able to, but however they create Frosties, what they're doing is they immediately, they take the cornflake and they put extra sugar on it to create Frosties. That is what I think anyway. So through this, they take the normal cornflake and through whatever procedure they use for Frosties, replace the sugar with $3 million worth of cocaine.
Yeah, but then do you just grind up the whole thing together? So you're having a weird cocaine-corn mix.
No, I think it adds to it if it looks like Frosties. Like, you could get away with it.
Oh, so you're eating, like, for breakfast, you're eating the cocaine-covered cornflakes.
You'd be doing well at work, is what I'm saying.
Fair. But, like, it's... How do I explain? Like, imagine going on a night out, right, and you're in a culture where doing drugs is fine. Like, you're in a group of people where that's just the done thing, and you're all about it. I'm very boring.
And then, you are such a goody two-shoes. Go on.
I know. And someone pulls out, like, a load of heroin. And yeah. Someone pulls out a big bucket of PCP.
And you're like, Granny, stop! For God's sake!
And you're like, oh, I've got my own stuff, guys, don't worry. Yeah. And you pull out a spoon and a bowl. And the guy with the heroin gets very excited. But then you pull out the milk.
He's like, you've piqued my interest. Huh? Oh, fucking Frosties.
I'm a cookie crisp man myself.
But I mean, they found the boxes contained about 44 pounds of the cocaine frosted flakes with an estimated street value of $2.82 million. Which I feel like this might be one of the biggest cocaine hauls we've had on the show. But it's amazing that they must be trying to figure out a way to get it past customs. And someone said, well, there's kind of sugary, like, substance on Frosties. Fucking hell. We fucking nailed it, boys.
Keep talking.
Keep talking. Go on. Well, we have a big bowl and then we'll be able to think better on how to get the cocaine into the country. Fucking amazing. Do you think they ran through so many different processes to finally get it right, and now they're really annoyed because their perfect frosty cocaine mixture has been taken off the market?
Maybe. Do you think they were like Frosty's importers first and drug smugglers second?
Surely it has to be the other way around.
I'm not sure now.
You're saying they were importing Frosties and then they changed to straight up cocaine.
Well, they saw the opportunity. Someone said, God, the sugar on Frosties looks very much like cocaine.
I would say it probably started with the cocaine first, and then someone said, we could use Frosties because we're all out of other ideas.
Yeah, I think you might actually. That is more likely, isn't it, Connor? Way to kill the joy, buddy.
It might be slightly. Do you think Kellogg's are in on this?
I know. Oh, look, I'm not going to anger Big Kellogg.
Are you saying Tony's in on this? That's my question.
I mean, who's going to fuck with a tiger, first of all?
To be fair, if the tiger had cocaine, I'd back away.
That's a very good... it's not like a bear where you can just reason with it. If a tiger's like on cocaine...
Like, you'd bring out a PowerPoint if it was a bear. But a tiger with cocaine, no thank you. I'm definitely allowing you into the country.
I will manage my own business. I'll have Weetabix instead for breakfast.
So Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of weird news. And this is a man who, I mean, it's a pandemic, so it's tough to find jobs at the minute. And a lot of people, maybe they've been put on furlough because where they work has closed down with all the lockdowns and everything going on. But one man decided, he actually got a job interview, Sean. And the issue was that he decided not to go to it because he had better things to be doing. Because I have man skips job interview to rob bank.
Oh, you had... it's like a part in a video game where it's like, go and save the child or kill the whole city.
In my head, the job interview's the next door. And he's outside both doors just looking at them like, what? Yeah, but I like money, but I don't want to work for it.
What if the job interview was for the bank?
I feel like if you're in the middle of a job interview and you proceed to start robbing the place that you're trying to get the job, you might be lower on the pecking order of hires.
Unless it was like, what would you do in the case of a bank robbery?
You immediately start robbing the robbers.
Well, he was like, okay, well, let me get in the head of a robber first.
If you just let me get into... I'll just pull out this gun that I brought with me to the interview. Don't mind it. I'm just getting into character. Give me all your fucking money. Wow, that's good. That is really good.
I almost want to give you some money. Give me the money.
Oh, you stop, Bruce. You're so funny. So Bruce Morway, 57, is accused of robbing the Key Bank at Great Northern Shopping Centre. In a post on Facebook on Wednesday, the North Olmsted Police Department said the man was supposed to be in the city for a job interview at the time, but decided on other plans.
Other plans make it sound like, oh, he decided to go out for a picnic with his friends.
He had his diary is full up, Sean. He was like, do I go for the robbery or the interview? I mean, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place here.
And he ultimately decided, no, I'll take one last job before getting a job.
Yeah. He's like, I'll take one last big job before joining the workforce.
Just to get out of my system and then I'll never steal again.
According to Cleveland.com, Morway claimed he had a gun and demanded a cash from a teller during the robbery at the Key Bank branch. He then fled the bank with the money. No one was injured during the robbery. Now, the North Olmsted Police Department said Morway was recognised by his parole officer because, Sean, he wore his mask around his chin while in the bank. He walked into the bank with the mask on, then lowered the mask to demand the money.
Because they couldn't read his lips. That was what was going on.
They couldn't read his lips. And there's the glass pane, so you don't really want to like be misheard by what you're saying. Like, I'm not trying to here to make a deposit. I'm here to rob.
I'm not, No, I don't want to open an account.
Oh, an overseas account? No! I just... What? Shares? Shares in what? Just give me the money!
Can I... Does it say what time that this took place at?
It doesn't. Why?
Because we have a running theory that it's better to rob a bank in the morning because the staff will probably get the rest of the day off.
Well, if it's a job interview, I would assume it's very early in the morning.
That's true. Well, I've had job interviews around, like, mid-afternoon, 2 or 3, you know.
Okay, I can see that.
But even still, look, you're still finishing early, aren't you?
Well, Morway was immediately recognised, as I said, by his parole officer because they took a photo of him and circulated on social media and in news reports. Because remember, he took his mask down to commit the robbery, but he had it up when the robbery was not happening beforehand. So,
and look, there's no other reason to wear a mask these days other than you're robbing something.
Exactly. So the department had issued an appeal for information alongside a photo of the robbery suspect. We need your help identifying the male in this picture. Not for wearing his mask wrong. He robbed the bank a short time ago, said the department. In an update, the department added, our alleged bank robber is behind bars almost immediately. This took one day.
Oh, God.
He was supposed to be in the North Olmsted for a job interview, but decided that robbing a bank was a better way to spend his evening. He was recognised by his parole officer when the photo had started making the rounds on social media and the news.
Not... That parole officer must be so pissed off with him as well. Like, I got you a job interview.
Yeah, like, and he's ringing him up. How did job interview go? And he's like, grand. No, it actually went really well. What are some of the questions they asked you? Oh, just general questions about just
what
life.
Are you doing here?
What are you doing? Get out. Don't point the gun at my daughter. Just, you know, general comments
standard,
and statements. They
standard
always made.
Scenario, really.
Yeah, they kept giving me scenarios of which, like, what would you do in a stressful situation? And I feel I did quite well.
And I said, put the money in the bag.
I said, put the money in the bag, you fucking bitch. And they said, very lewd response. And I said, I'm a lewd kind of guy. Anyway, look, I'll talk to you later. I'm after coming into a bit of money. Have to spend it.
All right, congratulations, so.
If he didn't wear his mask like a dumbass, he would have gotten away with it, said the report.
Harsh words, but true words.
I think we're going to find a lot of this that, like... The people who are like, I'm not wearing a mask, are for some reason the Venn diagram works that people, I'm not wearing a mask, overlays with people who rob banks or commit crimes.
I don't want to confirm or deny that, Connor. All I'm saying is I wear a mask and I've not committed any crimes.
How many crimes would you say you've committed before the pandemic, though?
Like major crimes?
Yeah, just major ones. Like,
oh,
like,
no major crimes.
Oh, all right. So, what are we talking here? Just like a bit of sneaking money on the side, maybe a bit of murder, maybe something like that.
Yeah, look, all I'm saying is there was originally a different host to this podcast.
Sean Shoemaker. He's gone down a dark path since then.
I did a podcast with me from the future.
Authorities in Youngstown then brought Morway to the police department and he was immediately transferred to the county jail on a $100,000 bond. So he lasted one day. But Sean, I just feel like this man, his life could have, there's moments in life where you make a choice and I feel like he made the wrong choice for that moment.
And I feel like he'll look back in later years and he'll be like, I should have just gone to the job interview. Like, he'll replay that moment in his head, it'll haunt him at night, and then he'll probably rob another bank.
Okay, Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of weird news. Now, this is a mystery, and I know that you are the man to solve all mysteries, but I'm just going to read the headline. You let me know where your mind is almost immediately, because I have Indonesian woman says gust of wind made her pregnant.
False.
What? You're saying that could not happen?
I don't think it could.
Yeah.
Now, look, there's been... How strong of a gust of wind? Is that a weird question?
There's no gust of wind strong enough, surely.
No. Surely that... No, there definitely isn't.
Why was there a moment where you said, well, tornadoes are pretty strong?
I mean, we've all seen Twister.
What? Then, what's the tornado going to blow her into?
We constantly toe the line between this being playful fun between friends and it being not very family friendly, and I'm worried.
So Indonesian police are investigating a bizarre case of a woman who has claimed that she became pregnant by a gust of wind. That's not all though. The woman, identified as Siti Zena, has also claimed that she gave birth just an hour after realising she was pregnant.
Also false, but...
It's a pretty strong gust of wind, though.
Well, if the gust of wind was, 8 months, 29 days, and 23 hours ago, then perhaps.
Well, does the gust of wind have a good job, is what I'm saying? Can I put food on the table?
Does the gust of wind, are they going to look after you emotionally as well as financially?
That's exactly it. This is not all to be answered yet, Sean, because according to reports, she gave birth to a healthy baby girl last week. The woman told local media she was in her living room when a gust of wind blew across her house.
You're indoors.
Yeah.
You instantly made this.
Yeah, but sure, have you ever had a bit of a breeze, come in through the door, you go, oh, Jesus, it's a bit chilly.
There's been a draft, Connor. There's been a draft in the house, but there's never been wind.
Yeah, a bit of a draft, and then you put on a hoodie, and then you're fine. Well, the bit of a draft came in, but the bit of a draft had other intentions, and 15 minutes later, she began to experience pain in her stomach, Sean, which started to grow big very quickly.
I don't think... No, I'm positive that's not how pregnancy works.
I don't think. I mean, is it? Is that how pregnancy... No! That's not how it works, surely.
It's definitely not. I wasn't there for that class in school.
But even could tell you, that seems suspicious.
Look, Connor, we had an Irish education in these matters, so it's possible wind could be involved.
Jesus could be involved. The nuns told me that.
But I'm absolutely positive this woman did not get pregnant from the wind.
An immaculate birth.
Look, it certainly would be in that it would be a fucking miracle. Those don't happen.
So, Siti claims that she was rushed to a community health clinic where she gave birth to her child. After afternoon prayer, she said, I was lying face down and suddenly I felt a gust of wind enter my body. She was quoted as saying to the local media.
Right. Mm. Okay. Lying down, gust of wind comes in, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that the timeline of events that we're working with
here? That's the timeline we're working with right now, Sean. I told you it was a mystery. I'm coming to you to figure out why.
And it's rather strange about the baby. Is it half wind or something?
It looks like Jesus Christ.
Right, okay. I think I've answered it, Connor.
There's nothing strange about the baby. So the news teams went to the area and the baby's gender is female and she weighs 2.9 kilograms, who Iman Suleiman, who's the director of the community clinic, said, and was a very healthy baby. Birth process was normal. And now they're just saying that this woman, she just had a really healthy baby, she might not have even known she was pregnant.
Yeah, I have heard stories of women who didn't know they were pregnant up until going in to deliver a baby. So it's possible that this woman just has a very drafty house and has consolidated the two in her mind.
To put it on the wind, though, I feel like that's a bit outrageous.
You are calling the wind into question there.
You're calling into question the wind's, I would say, character. I would say, is it a genuine kind of wind?
This whole situation could go south or southwesterly.
Southwest. I mean, any direction that the wind can blow. But if the wind is blowing through certain areas of this woman and getting her pregnant, I feel like we need to have a look at that, because I mean, I don't want to bring it into question, Sean, but did she want to be pregnant?
What else has the wind been up to?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
A blowjob here, a blowjob there.
Is this called a blowjob?
Surely that's the only word you can put on it.
Ah, you know how it is. I got pregnant from the blowjob. Ah, classic. Wait, what do you mean? Just from the wind. Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
What kind of connotations does this have for the world of kites?
I mean, it gives them a bit of an edge. I'll tell you that.
Do you think so? Do you think kites are in there with the wind?
I think kites give a bit of, you know, just not good sexual vibes.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Can you just say that one more time, Connor?
Look, I'm just saying, with all the context going on, and you raise kites as, I mean, they use wind all the time. Sean, yeah. Kites, they don't seem all that safe and secure sexually. Just in regard, I wouldn't trust them.
You wouldn't trust a kite sexually? Okay.
No, I wouldn't. What do they know that we don't? The wind can make people pregnant, apparently.
But yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, I hate this story.
Hot air
so
balloons?
Much.
They're out! Balloons? Fuck off! Everything! I'm terrified right now of what could happen. I could have been pregnant 10 times over and not even known.
What does wind power is? What's that then in this kind of?
Oh, don't even get me started. That's the baby boom. That's what that is. All wrapped up in an energy source.
You sound like a psychopath.
Sometimes I like to take the side of crazy.
It's more and more you seem to be taking that side, yeah. Connor. Is everything
okay? The longer this lockdown goes, the more and more I start thinking, you know what? Wind made this woman pregnant.
And it could be making me pregnant.
Sean, do you believe her story? Or maybe this is just a case of she was unaware that she was pregnant. But even then, if you were unaware and you accidentally had a baby, why would you blame it on the wind? Surely there'd be like another 50 things on the list before you got to the wind.
Blame it on the boogie, surely.
Yeah, it's the man's name, the boogie.
I don't believe her.
No, you need a boogie after the baby's born, though.
Oh, very good, very good. For international listeners, that's also a stroller or a pram.
That was a great double entendre lost on international markets.
But fuck, they already enjoyed all our conversation about having sex with wind, so here we are.
So, Sean, we're going to have to finish weird news this week. We're moving on from the woman who's been pregnant. That's going on in the world, just so we know. But we'll keep you updated on this woman. What would you call the baby if it's been father is a wind?
Gale.
Gale, of course. It's a yes, Gale, of course.
Yes, I win.
Okay, we're finishing this week with a Florida woman, Sean, and I have Florida bank allegedly robbed by woman in electric wheelchair.
Fast getaway? No.
Fast getaway, Sean.
Did she have a job interview by any chance?
No. So a woman was arrested Monday after she allegedly robbed the bank in Florida on an electric wheelchair and threatened to kill everyone inside while leaving.
Right, that is
severe
threat.
Severe threat. I think you have to, but I feel like if you come in like that, I think you have to like tell them straight out, because there could be a chance that they don't want to give you any money. They're just like, alright, yeah, cool. Because like, fast getaway. But at the same time, if she wants to rob a bank, let her go ahead, but I feel like it's a poor choice.
I do. Look, we don't condone robbing banks unless it's early in the morning, and even then we would frown upon
it.
You want
to give people a day off, obviously.
Yeah, just to be sound like. Does this woman have any previous instances of being a bank robber?
She did not. But Sean, this story gets a little more confusing because the unidentified woman got into an argument with a teller at Regions Bank in downtown Jacksonville before announcing she was robbing the place, says the news. And Hardy said the woman was given cash before leaving the bank. The cameras then caught her after leaving the bank, stepping up out of the wheelchair and beginning to run away.
It's a miracle.
Money healed her.
It's been so simple all along.
But when you think about it, her plan was... So, she's well able to walk, so she gets an electric wheelchair, which... raises one more question. Where did she get it? There's some poor person lying somewhere without one, or else she bought it new for the robbery, to wheel in on the electric wheelchair, commit the robbery, and then wheel out and once outside the bank, miraculously heal and run away.
It's... Look, it's terrible to say, but we've heard of a lot of bank robberies in all of our lives over the years. So what this woman has done, and look, let's play devil's advocate for a minute and say, let's look at the positives in this scenario. She has innovated and thought of a new way of bamboozling people while robbing a bank.
Why?
We've all seen action movies, Connor. Everyone likes to think if a bank was being robbed, you'd be a hero and you'd run and tackle the bank robber to the ground. And you get a parade afterwards.
But, wow, you did it!
Yeah, exactly. Whereas, look, in reality, I myself would probably be bawling my eyes out. But I feel if the bank robber was in a wheelchair, you're going to hesitate, because that doesn't entirely match up with the image of yourself that you had in that situation.
Yeah, and also, you want to help, but you're also you can't in that way. But then when you find out that there's nothing wrong with this woman, it adds a whole other level of crazy to the robbery. Because when she's planning it, she's thinking, I'll go in the wheelchair, obviously. I'm not silly. I'll go in the wheelchair, rob the bank, once out the door, immediately get out of the wheelchair and sprint away.
Yeah, and this is where Florida woman, I think, has an edge. Because I think Florida man would have walked into the bank, sat in the wheelchair, went up to the teller, got the money, stood up and left.
He would have said, thanks very much. Yeah. Absolutely unreal, yeah.
Florida woman committed from the start.
I think if you're going to do it, if she's planning out the robbery, she has to arrive in the wheelchair. But then it comes, she must have probably driven there and then got the wheelchair and then got into it and just wheeled in.
Yeah, I think that's the... You're buying yourself as much time as possible for...
Because
the,
in her head, she's like,
work.
This is the last person they'll expect to pull out a gun.
Yeah, it's like... It's like the ending of Hot Fuzz, where the old woman in the little mobility scooter just has two handguns inside of it.
Yeah, that's actually great. Yeah, that's exactly. She just rolls in and just pulls out two bazookas. Give me the fucking money.
it's the equivalent of that. You're throwing someone off of their game, which in a robbery situation, which I've not committed any at all. Yeah. I imagine that's key to it. Because we've always said, as soon as you can unsettle the other person, you've won. Whether you're the robber or whether you're the person behind the screen.
Because I think even mentally, if you have to look... if you're being robbed, you always think of, the other person, has the gun in front of you and is just give me all the money and is like... But if she's sitting down, I think anyone sitting down, not even just in a wheelchair, just in general, sitting down gives a level of, that you're okay. So if you're sitting down and you go, give me all your money, it's less intimidating than standing up and towering over the person. So when they're I'll kill everyone in this room, you're just kind of fuck, this is a plot twist nobody's seen coming.
Yeah, it's if someone, there's a joke, I think it's for any Irish listeners, I think it's from the Rubber Bandits ages ago, But it's, if a guard comes at you with a gun, you know he's never going to use it. But if he comes at you with a hammer, all bets are off.
I think that this might be the craziest entrance and exit of a robbery Florida person has done in quite a long time. Because it revolves planning of getting an electric wheelchair, committing the crime, and then halfway through the exit thinking, fuck it, I'm just going to run for it. Because she got immediately caught a few blocks later.
Yeah, and she's not above robbing a bank. Do you think she's above stealing a wheelchair?
No, I think once you rob a bank, you're able to steal a wheelchair. I think it's funnier she bought it brand new, though.
And she robbed less than it cost.
Yeah, like she's robbing just to pay for the wheelchair that she got to commit the robbery.
That would be so good. The we don't condone any of this, but I'm all about some, like a burglar trying something new to throw someone off their game. Didn't work in this scenario, but we'll see what happens in the future.
So, Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
I think that's about it, Connor. Shall I take us out?
Please.
Okay, so thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesdays. We'll be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesday. Big thank you goes out to all of our patrons over on Patreon. It's now time for everyone's favourite bit of the show, which is where I read out literally anything that people write. As their name, legally I have to. Before I continue, Connor, is there any updates that you have gotten that I have not been sent?
I have gotten no updates, Sean. You are free to go ahead.
Ahem.
Go on.
Thank you very much. Goes out to Waffles, Insert Something Funny Here, Williams, Kira Lawler, David Clark, Ed Ball, Joe Burney, Raymond, Amethyst Realms X, Ging, Roisin Halley, Ryan Oh, fuck. I did this. I told him on Twitter I'd have trouble saying this. Ryan Satron Payne Devinson. That's a difficult one. That's. Oh, you know I'm dyslexic. Sean Sphere for a Head Jamieson. Dominic. Josiah Florida Gal Green. Anna Aspiring Sharkfoot Helm Roos. Lil Dicky. I Got Carried Away McGrew. And Luke Hot Off Podcast.
Little Dicky does not give you a moment's rest. It's never the same twice.
It's never the same twice. And it goes from like last Monday, which was a plug for Richard's podcast, to I'm sorry, I got carried away.
I love that. I like an apology. Like, look, lads, I've gone too far. The power has gone to my head.
This is, I took advantage of the situation and... Oh, look, to be fair, people could make me say a lot worse on this, so I'm,
exactly.
I'll take anything.
If you want to hear Sean say some weird, or say your name and whatever nickname you've ever wanted in your life, all you have to do is become a patron for $2 a month. You get your name read out at the end of the episode and your name put in the description.
That's it. That's it. Like, it's that easy. There's also a whole bunch of extra content on the Patreon in terms of movie reviews and things like that. We do one of those every month. And some of them are good, like Guardians of the Galaxy. Some of them are terrible, like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Now, come on. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, surely.
Oh, yeah, that's actually the worst one we've done. Okay. But they're always a good laugh, so give them a listen if you think you might be interested. All of our socials are in the description. The merch shop is down there. And the email address, heresfryer_@outlook.com on that. But the most important thing, just tell one human being that we exist.
Just one, please. So, I've been Conor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
I will see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.